弟兄姐妹朋友们大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
恭喜大家新年哈，兔年吉祥。
We wish you a very happy new year. This is a year of rabbit.
好不好，你跟你前面后面最好是你不认识人说这个新年快乐哈。
Would you say happy new year to the people around you and friends that you met for the first time?
我们今年的新年是兔年，对不对？
This is the year of rabbit.
我们大家有没有属兔的？
Anyone has rabbit as your sign?
有不少啊，很多兔子。
Many rabbits here.
哎，好，放下手，谢谢，恭喜你们，今年是你们的本命年哈。
Congrats, this is your zodiac sign. This year is for you.
所以如果你不知道你是不是属兔的，就要看你是出生在哪一年哈。
So it's actually, depends on, which year you were born.
那么你如果出生在1927年、1939年、1951年、1963年、1975年、1987年，再加上十二年是1999年。
I'm gonna go backwards. So if you were born in the year 1909 or 75, 63, 51, 39, or the year 1927, then rabbit is your sign.
Yeah. So这个是兔年呢、啊，本来就是一个，中国常常讲玉兔嘛，哈。
In the Chinese, rabbit has meaning.
所以总是象征着一种吉祥和平的一个象征，哈。
So it's a sign for good luck and peace.
但是我查了一下中国的有关兔子的成语，却发现很多的。都不太有正面的意义哈。
But when I did my research on the Chinese idioms about rabbit,
我就找
many of them are not good.
我就找不出一个比较正面的东西哈。
Hard to find a positive one.
所以你讲到兔子，就讲到守株待兔哈。
It's like wait for a rabbit to kill itself.
就是说这个人怎么懒惰，懒惰到一个程度的情况哈，是这样。
Describe a lazy person.
或者说呢，兔死狐悲哈。
Or when the rabbit die, the fox are sad.
就是也是一个很悲伤的情况哈。
Very sad.
要说有些人那个藏身的地方，他有很多躲藏身的地方，这也是不太好的，叫狡兔三窟，对不对
？Or a rabbit has three homes.
Yeah. 还有一个成语叫狡兔死，走狗烹哈。
When the rabbits are hunted, then the hounds are killed.
这就是说，如果一个人做事他做成功了，成功之后他就把他所用的这个功臣给杀掉哈。
Describe when people succeeded, then they will kill whoever helped them to reach their success.
所以看了半天，没有一个是好的词哈。
None of them are good words.
不过我们这个华人有很多的这个智慧哈。
But we Chinese have wisdom.
所以呢，有些人就另辟蹊径。
So people invented creative ways.
既然我们找不着兔子，我们就用谐音哈。
Then let's play like words play.
所以有人就会祝我们今年是怎么样，要前途前兔无限哈。
I'm gonna try my best to translate. if it doesn't make sense, that's I tried. So those are words play, same pronunciation. The first is may you have a great future.
Yeah, very good translation. 我祝大家在新的一年呢，大家属灵的生命是突飞猛进哈。
And may you make great spiritual progress.
好运能够临到您的身上，那就是突如其来哈。
I mean good luck come out of blue.
而且是一个接着一个哈。
And one after another.
那么今年年初呢，你就很开心。
And wish you a very happy new year.
那么到今年年底呢，我也希望大家到年底呢就是扬眉吐气哈。
And at the end of year, wish you are exalted and fulfilled.
That's all I can do for you.
That's all I can do.
谢谢大家。总之，我们过年嘛，要说吉利话哈。
We like to say lucky words.
我们都希望新的一年大家都过得非常的好。
And hope everyone can have a great start.
我过去的一年呢，新冠的疫情我们发现继续在各地流行哈。
For the past year, the COVID continues to be prevalent.
染病的人数呢，也是有增无减。
And the people who test positive continue to increase.
那我们当中很多人 也得了这个、新冠的这个、感染哈。
And many of us were at some point exposed.
但是感谢主呢，大家都可以、健康的熬过来哈。
Praise God that we all recovered from it.
那么在中国也是，我们中国很多的亲人最近也都有、感染这个病毒。
And recently, many of us may have relatives or friends in China who are positive.
好在大部分人呢都可以顺利康复。
But fortunately, most of them can recover.
所以我们就期望新的一年呢，这疫情可以得到控制。
So we pray that in this new year, the virus can be contained.
那老百姓呢可以安居乐业。
And people can live a peaceful life.
不过谈到安居乐业，谈何容易哈。
But it's not easy to live a peaceful life.
去年我们就讲到过虎年嘛，是龙虎争斗哈。
Last year when we entered the year of tiger, we were talking about it involves all types of fights.
所以我们就非常担心说这个战争会爆发。
So we were concerned about wars.
所以去年在讲新年信息的时候，我就说，哎呀，我们这个新年的祈祷呢，就希望说不要爆发这个战争。
So last year when we were talking about this new year, our prayer is that for peace and no war.
但是我们发现战争不但爆发了，而且呢，不但影响到了这个交战的双方，我们世界上各个地方的人都感受到这个战争带来给我们的影响。
But as the U.S. and the Russian Ukraine war broke, every other area in our life were affected.
所以看到新的一年呢，我们发现美国跟俄国的关系呢，可以说是糟糕的不能再糟糕了。
And the U.S. and Russia relationship couldn't have been worse.
美国跟中国呢，也是每天是吵吵闹闹，今天好，明天不好。
And the U.S. and China also had their disagreements.
说这些大国的关系不好啊，对这个世界的和平啊，就带来了一个很大的阴影。
When we have tight tensions in our relationship, it has many impacts.
所以这个世界不安宁，再加上疫情的影响，物价的飞涨，我想对新的一年很多人都不抱很高的期望。
So with the impact of the pandemic and then all the prices of living are soaring up, we don't have much hope for this new year.
所以不管是这些有些所谓的预言家呀，还是有些是专门研究这些个经济政治的人哈。
So there are many researchers to give predictions.
好像他们对这个2023年的预测都不太乐观哈。
Which are not optimistic at all.
但是我们在新年的时候，我们是仍然祈福，神怜悯我们，哈。
But we pray for blessings in this new year.
那么战争可以止息。
We pray that the war will cease.
世界可以和平。
And the world have peace.
可以国泰民安。
And we will have prosperity.
其实不论生活平稳也罢，还是说我们日子艰难也罢，哈。
In fact, whether we live in a peaceful or a difficult time,
其实我们人都需要朋友，对吧？
We all need friends.
中国有句俗话，叫说在家靠父母，在外靠朋友。
There's a Chinese saying, we rely on our parents at home and count on friends when we're outside.
是说你如果有亲戚家里面的父母、朋友都亲戚在一起的话，你就可以给你提供很多你需要的支持跟帮助。
If your family and your friends are there for you, then you got a lot of help.
那么你如果离开家里面远离的时候，那你也需要别人帮你啊。这时候什么？就是朋友了。
And then when your family are not around, you can count on your friends.
所以每个人都是需要朋友的帮助。
So everyone needs friends.
那么有人帮助我们，我们人生的路才能走得畅顺。
So with the help, with someone to help you out, life could be much easier.
说没有朋友的人生呢，是一个寂寞的人生。
And a life without friends is lonely.
那么没有朋友的人生呢，是一个孤独的人生。
And the person will feel lonely.
那我们当中有很多人是从海外移民到美国的。
Many of us are Chinese immigrants.
那么我们远渡重洋，背井离乡，来到了美国。
And we left our home in China and came to the U.S.
那么很多时候朋友就成为我们唯一可以得到帮助和安慰的地方了。
And oftentimes friends have become our source of help and comfort.
那么朋友 可以和我们一起来分享生活中的喜悦。
And friends can share the joy of life with us.
就像今天我们大家一起庆祝中国新年一样。
Just like we gather all here to celebrate the New Year.
我们为什么大家带着一起来过年呢？
Why do we gather together?
就因为这样大家一起庆祝，这个气氛怎么样？哇，就非常的好。
Because when we gather as a group, we have the festival atmosphere.
如果我们只有两个人就在家里面自己过年的话，发现那个气氛怎么样？哎呀，就差很多，没有过年的气氛。
But you will feel different if you only celebrate like with one or two person in your home.
同时呢，朋友可以跟我们分享一些个生活中的重担啊。
And friends can also share burdens of life.
Yeah. 所以我们当把喜乐跟朋友去分享的时候。
When we share joys with friends,
我们的喜乐就会加倍。
Our joy multiplies.
我们把我们的困难跟朋友去分享的时候，
When you share sorrows with friends,
我们的重担就会怎么样？就会递减。
Your burdens will be lessened.
所以呢，我们都喜欢去跟别人去分享我们的喜悦啊。
So we all enjoy to share our joys.
那现在这个社交的这个媒体都很多，对不对？
With the use of social media,
我们很喜欢发那个朋友圈啊，让大家所有的人都知道发生在我们生活中的事情。
So we like to post on the WeChat moments to share our life with people.
这是我们来跟大家彼此分享的一个很好的渠道哈。
That's a good way to share.
不过有人可能会说哈。
Someone may say.
有人说这个我呀曾经被朋友给欺骗过哈。
I've been deceived by friends.
那今天我就大概不敢相信任何人。
And I still cannot trust people.
没有错，这个我们一生中的朋友呢，可能呢有些呢是不太可靠的。
And that's true. Some people might be unreliable.
有些呢可能是曾经让我们失望的。
Some might have disappointed us.
那么有些甚至给我们带来一些伤害。
And some may have even hurt us.
那这些不好的经历呢？可能就使我们对交朋友怎么样望而却步。
And those bad experiences may keep us from making new friends.
而且年轻的时候，我发现年轻人就很容易交朋友的。
And I noticed that young people, they just make friends very easy.
你年纪越长，越发现越难交朋友。
But as the older you get, it's more difficult to make friends.
因为你交朋友要付出努力的嘛。
Because you have to make efforts.
哎呀，有的时候也有麻烦哈。
And you may involve troubles.
你想为什么我要自找麻烦呢？哈。
And you may think, why bother?
那么今天我要给大家介绍一位朋友。
And today I want to introduce you to a friend.
这是一位非常难得的朋友。
A rare true friend.
因为他从来不会令人失望。
He never disappoints.
因为他的名字叫信使。
Because his name is faithfulness.
这位朋友曾经医治了无数的人。
He healed many people.
他给很多人带来了安慰。
And bring comfort to them.
那么这位朋友不但有能力去帮助别人，而且他乐意去帮助别人。
He has the power to help others, and he is willingly.
那么在历史上，他也帮助过无数的人。
And throughout the history, he helped thousands of people.
这个朋友就是上帝的儿子，他的名字叫耶稣。
And he is a son of God. His name is Jesus.
我来看给大家读这个经文，在约翰福音的第十五章十三到十四节。
I'm going to read a scripture to you, which is in John, chapter 15, verse 13 to 14.
因为这是耶稣对他的门徒所讲的一段话。
This is what Jesus, told his disciples.
他说：“人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。”
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
You are my friends if you do what I command.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
耶稣啊，本来是上帝的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
他满有神的荣耀。
He is full of God's glory.
但是他愿意成为人的朋友。
But he is willing to befriend a human.
而且他成为朋友到一个程度，他愿意为我们舍命。
to a point that he is willing to lay down his life.
所以我们知道，我们如果能够有这样的朋友的话，我们那是非常三生有幸的哈。
So you know that to have such a friend like Jesus, it will be a big blessing.
所以我们感谢神，今天我们可以欢聚一堂。
We thank God for this opportunity that we can gather here.
我们共同庆祝中国的新年。
As we celebrate the Chinese New Year.
那一会儿呢，我们还有精彩的表演。
And then later on, we will have programs and performance.
我们还有美味佳肴。
And we also provided prepared lunch.
我想这个时刻就是我们欢欣欢喜快乐的时刻。
And this is a moment of rejoice.
我们欢喜，因为这里边我们当中有你的朋友。
And we rejoice because among us we have a friend.
更有耶稣的爱在我们当中。
And we have this love from Jesus Christ.
所以在世界上没有一个朋友可以和耶稣相比。
There is no one who can compare to Jesus in this world.
因为他愿意伸出无私的手成为你我的朋友。
Because he is willing to stretch out his loving hand and to be your friend.
你知道过去啊，这个电脑在80年代90年代的时候，那个电脑啊是不能够连接网路的啊。
You know that when the computer was invented in the 80s, they cannot connect to the internet.
所以那个时候我们用一台电脑，你大概只能写一些简单的东西，因为你的电脑就是一个电脑，不能跟其他的电脑连起来的。
So when it does not have connection, you can only do very simple things.
但是到了后来九十年代，这个万维网啊变成普及的时候啊。
But when in the 90s, when the internet become prevalent.
哇，这一下不得了，每一个电脑就等于是升级换代一样。
And all the computers are upgraded.
你不是简单的只可以去写一个东西type 一个文件而已了。
It's not just you can just use it for typing.
你可以接触到很多很多的信息。
And you can get connected to all types of information.
所以包括我们现在的人，我们跟远方的亲人联系，我们可以怎么样？可以视频，对不对？
And nowadays you can FaceTime with your friends.
那在这个在八十年代的时候，这还是一个属于这个科学期望的东西哈。
And that was unimaginable in the 80s.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天愿意成为耶稣的朋友，就好比我们一个像自己一个电脑一样哈。
So, to be a friend with Jesus, it's like you're just a computer.
那么我们成为耶稣的朋友，那所谓的耶稣，所有耶稣的朋友也会成为我们的朋友。
And if you're connected through Jesus, all of his friends will become yours as well.
就好比一台孤独的电脑，你可以连上外围网。
Just like when a computer is connected to the
internet. 你可以接触到无穷无尽的信息。
And there are limitless information.
朋友们，我们当中还有没有接受耶稣成为你成为我们个人救主的，我们都可以愿意做出这样的决定哈。
So friend, if you have not know Jesus yet, you can make this decision to be friends with Jesus.
所以你愿意成为耶稣的朋友吗？
Are you willing to accept Jesus?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
为这欢喜快乐的时光。
For this joyful time,
让我们和朋友一起相聚。
That we can gather with our friends.
我们恳求主你祝福今天的会众。
I pray that you would pour your blessing upon the congregation.
愿主的恩典跟慈爱温暖我们的心。
May your grace and your mercy bring warmth to our heart.
耶稣基督愿意成为我们每个人的朋友。
Jesus is willing to be our friend.
也求主赐给我们这样的心。
And pray you give us such a heart.
我们也愿意成为神的儿子的朋友。
So that we are willing to be your son Jesus Christ's friend.
我们可以享受在朋友之间，在主的恩典之下所有的美好的一切。
So that we can enjoy the complete mercy and grace under your son Jesus Christ.
为今天每一位来到我们当中的，我们来感谢神。
Lord, we thank you for every one of those friends who come here today.
求主你祝福保守我们今天所有的时间。
May you bless our time together.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
I pray all this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.